All right, let's dive into this. Mental health in the workplace. Looks like a pretty hefty stack of stuff you've got here. Articles, reports, the whole shebang.
Yeah, quite a bit.
And it seems like you're really interested in not just understanding the problem, but really figuring out how to create a supportive environment.
That's the key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's see what we can dig up from all this and hopefully give you some real takeaways.
Sounds good.
Okay, so one thing that really jumped out at me going through all of this is just how widespread mental health challenges are in the workplace these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one report I saw said something like 1 in 5 adults experience mental illness every year.
Yeah, it's a significant portion of the population.
And a lot of those people are working, right?
Of course. And I think what's interesting is that while awareness of mental health has definitely increased, the demands of the modern workplace, they've kind of gone up too.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we're talking longer hours, the gig economy, that whole thing.
The always on feeling.
Exactly. Thanks to technology and everything else. So it's kind of a perfect storm.
It really is. So, okay, we know it's a big problem, but what do we actually do about it?
Right.
A lot of these sources talk about creating a supportive work environment.
Yeah.
But what does that actually look like?
Yeah.
You know, in real life.
Well, one thing that kept coming up was the idea of open communication.
Okay.
But it's not just about saying, hey, our doors are open, you know.
Yeah.
It's really about creating a culture where people feel safe to be vulnerable, to actually talk about what they're going through.
Right, to speak up.
Exactly. One source even mentioned this thing called psychological safety training for managers.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's all about building trust so that people feel comfortable, you know, raising issues or concerns without feeling judged or penalized.
I like that. So it's giving managers the tools to really have those conversations the right way.
Yeah.
Do any of these sources mention companies that are doing this well, like real world examples?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's this case study about a tech company that implemented mental health first aid training.
Mental health first aid?
Yeah, for all employees, not just managers, everyone.
Wow.
And it became so normal to talk about mental well-being that they actually saw a big drop in stress-related absences.
That's amazing. I bet it makes people feel, I don't know, just more connected and supported overall.
Oh, absolutely. And it highlights another big point that a lot of the sources brought up, resources.
Okay.
You can't just encourage openness and leave it at that.
Right, right.
You have to provide real support too. Things like employee assistance programs, counseling services, even just clear information about mental health benefits.
That makes sense. Huh? Okay, but let's be real. Not every workplace has a huge budget for all of that. You know, smaller companies, startups.
Yeah.
What about those situations?
Well, that's where starting small and really pushing for change is so important.
I see.
One article suggested, and this is simple but powerful, just start a conversation.
Just talk about it.
Yeah, even just bringing up mental health in your team meetings, suggesting a wellness initiative to your manager, that kind of thing.
So it's like you can be an advocate, even if you're not the one calling the shots.
Exactly.
That's a good point. What about those situations where, like, the workplace culture just isn't there yet? You know, they're not embracing the mental health thing. What do you do then?
Well, I think the key is to focus on what you can control.
Okay.
You might not be able to change the whole company culture overnight.
Right.
But maybe you can advocate for flexible work arrangements, you know, for yourself or a colleague.
I see. Yeah.
You can prioritize your own well-being, set boundaries, take breaks. Those small steps, they can really add up and create momentum for bigger changes down the line.
I love that. Progress over perfection, right?
Exactly.
This has been, wow, this has been a really great deep dive. And it's so clear that supporting mental health in the workplace, it's not just a nice to have, it's a must have.
Totally agree.
And it's not just on companies to provide resources. We all have a role to play, no matter what our job is.
Absolutely. It's a collective effort.
And it makes you wonder, you know, if we really get this right, if we really start prioritizing mental well-being at work, what kind of impact could that have outside of work?
That's a great question.
On our families, our communities, even society as a whole. Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
It really is.